Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Pain-free Friday. Farrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200. The bad seed of broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around with bad atter, bad tape, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. It's Farrell on a bench. And I want to start by talking about TJ Watt and that fat deal he got from the Steelers. He agreed to a 3-year extension that'll make him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Again. Watt, who's going to be 31 in October, agreed to a 3-year, $123 million fatty with the Steelers yesterday afternoon when we were doing Coast to Coast. And the deal comes with $108 million fully guaranteed when he signed it. And the $41 million average per year tops the 40.2 average given to Bengals star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase and the $40 million the Browns gave to Myles Garrett in the offseason. Watt, who leads the NFL with 73.5 sacks in the last five seasons, didn't report to the mini camp in June as the two sides worked through negotiations. Watt now expected to report to training camp at St. Vincent College in Latrobe, PA next week. He celebrated by posting a picture on Instagram of him flexing and yelling and screaming in his Steelers uniform after a sack in a game. He's ready to roll. He's going to finish his career as a Steeler. That's what Omar Khan said. He said, "I'm hopeful TJ will finish his career here." Anyway, the Steelers knew they were going to get it done, and they did. Everybody was talking about it. Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward. Hayward said, "I'm going to go to Omar. I'm telling him that's not happening, letting this guy leave. If there's even a trade that gets up there, I don't think it helps our team to trade a guy like that." Well, it didn't happen. They have a deal now. That's over. The drama's over. This team is loaded. Let's face facts. They got Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith. Now they have Watt in the fold. I mean, let's get after it here. I mean, they got a good team, and everybody thinks they're going to stink. That's what's crazy. The 21 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Watt led the league in sacks for 3 of his 8 seasons, and he led in forced fumbles twice, including last season. Even so, he struggled down the stretch. Last year, he finished the year with 11.5 sacks, but he had just 2 sacks and 4 quarterback hits in the Steelers' season-ending 5-game losing streak. You heard me. He had just 2 sacks and 4 quarterback hits, but only the 2 sacks. During those games, he played 260 of 261 snaps on the left side. He acknowledged those shortcomings in that stretch and said he'd be open to moving around on the defense. He said, "Watt, I prefer the left, but at this point in my career, I want to be an impact player. I don't want to be schemed out of games. I want to be able to deliver the football in good field positions and take the football away, and it wasn't good enough year for myself when it comes to that." The bottom line is the guy was insane. The beginning of the year, before their bye, he had 6.5 sacks. Then after that, he had 5 sacks the rest of the way. In the playoff game against the Ravens, he was donuts. He had no sacks, no hits, no tackles, no nothing. You cannot pay a guy $123 million over 3 years, $108 million guaranteed, over $41 million a year for no tackles, no hits, no sacks in the postseason. The Steelers keep getting to the playoffs and they keep losing. And this guy did nothing in the playoff game. He was Houdini. He was invisible. He didn't make any plays. They took him right out of the game. It was embarrassing. In fact, the only game he had the two sacks in was the game that they won big at Cincinnati. But that was December 2nd. The rest of the way, he didn't do jack. In the last game against Cincinnati, January 5th on a Saturday night in the Steel City, I was at the game. What did he do in that game? Donuts again. No sacks, no hits, no tackles, no nothing. And, I mean, the guy's 31, and he's not doing anything when it matters most. Let's face facts. December and January is what matters most in the NFL. It doesn't matter if you do all that stuff in September and October and November. It really doesn't. They had 10 wins before December. And then they never won another game. It was embarrassing. But now they have Rodgers. It's better, in my view, than Russell Wilson being in charge. He was cement in the pocket. I couldn't even watch that guy play football. I would have rather had Justin Fields in the game. But where's Fields now? Fields is in New York with the Jets. Wow, guess who the Jets play in week one at Snoopy in East Rutherford? Yeah, that's right, the Steelers. They're playing the Steelers and Rodgers in game one. We're going to find out how Fields looks in the gangrene uniforms against Rodgers, who was a Jet and is now a Steeler in his final year. Well, let's face facts, the Steelers have a really good defense, and now they got Ramsey on there. And by the way, Jonnu Smith in that deal that they got Ramsey and Smith from Miami, now Rodgers has Freiermuth and Smith to throw to as tight ends, and Metcalf. And then everybody complains about their other receiver. I think they're going to be fine there. They can't have superstars at every position. But everybody that thinks the Steelers stink, they're going to be in for a rude awakening again, because all Tomlin does is win. Since 2000, the Patriots and Steelers have the most regular season wins in the NFL. Fact. The Steelers win so many regular season games, it's not even funny. They get in the playoffs and then they lose in the playoffs. They haven't won in the playoffs since 2016. Bottom line is, they got to win in the postseason. They can't just get there. They got to do something while they're there. And lately, the last few years, they've been embarrassing in the postseason and getting whacked. They're an easy one and done. And that's just flat out unacceptable. But Watt got his money, and he will finish his career in the black and gold. Speaking of deals, can you believe nine-time All-Star Dame Time Lillard got a three-year, $42 million deal to go back to Rip City? That's right. He's returning to the Portland Trail Blazers. The deal includes a player option for 27-28 and, listen to this, a no-trade clause. LeBron's the only guy in the league that has one of those. Wrong. Now LeBron and Dame Time have one of those deals. So there you have it. Lillard and the Blazers both cared about a reunion in recent weeks. They had a bunch of meetings with him and GM Joe Cronin, head coach Chauncey Billups. They bonded together, moved forward, and got a new deal done. The Bucks waived Lillard, who's 35, of course, and stretched the remaining $113 million of his contract to sign Miles Turner. So they still have to pay him. Lillard now will have a 25-26 set salary of $70 million between his Portland and Bucks deals, and a salary of $141 million over the next 2 years ahead of an opt-out in 27. Blazers officials and Aaron Goodwin of Goodwin Sports Management did the deal this week. Of course, he tore his Achilles in late April in game four of their first round series against the Pacers and had surgery in May. Now this season he's going to be rehabbing. But a return to the franchise and Rip City, where his family and children live, that was important to him. He also had multiple mid-level exception and minimum offers from other NBA contenders. A lot of people thought he was going to Boston. Of course, Portland traded Lillard to the Bucks for Drew Holiday, camera, and assets in 23, and then sent Holiday to the Celtics for Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and assets. Now the Blazers have both Dame Time and Holiday, who was reacquired in a trade with the Celtics this offseason. Plus, they have Avdija, Williams, Camara, a 29 first-rounder, and two Bucks pick swaps. They want to build on the 22-18 finish that they had last season. Plus, they have the big tariff, Hansen Yang, who's showing that he can play at this level. He's been a surprise in the summer league. What a pick. If this guy stays healthy and they have Klingon and this other 7-foot monster from China, they might actually be interesting in the next few years. And yeah, Dame Time to that for the twilight of his career, and anything's possible in Portland. They'll be styling at the Moda in Rip City. Let's look at the NBA Summer League games from Vegas last night. Pistons 108-88 all over the Heat. Clinton had 20 for Detroit. They're 3-1. Pacers 91-88 over the Knicks. Pacers are 2-2. Jones had 21 and 11 dimes for Indy. Hawks 92-88 over the Grizzlies. Hawks are 4-0. McVay with 20. Hornets are 4-0, 106-81 all over the Spurs, handing them their first loss. Baugh had 18, 7, and 6 dimes for the Hornets. Sammy Baugh. The Blazers 102-83 over the Rockets, who are 0-4. Blazers 3-1. Book Knight had 25 for the Blazers. Celtics 87-78 over the Lakers. Lofton had 12-7 with 3 steals for Boston. Raptors are 4-0. 81-69 winners over the Dubs. They're in it. They're going to be in one of those semifinals on Saturday, the championship Sunday. Nuggets finally won a game. They won't be in it, but they won 81-76 over the Clippers, handing them their first loss. Holmes had 19 and 17 boards for the Nuggets. The double-double. Let's take a look at Friday's slate. In Cincinnati, the Magada Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. NBA TV at 4, Mavs and Magic. Orlando laying 4.5 at the Thomas and Hack. 6 o'clock NBA TV, Sixers and Nets at the Thomas and Hack. Philly laying 1.5. Neither team's going to the semis. 7 o'clock Heat and Bucks. Neither team's going to the semis. Milwaukee laying 3.5 at the Cox Pavilion. 8 o'clock NBA TV, Jazz and Bulls. Bulls are 2-2. They're laying 2.5 at the Thomas and Hack. They won't be in the semis either. 9 o'clock ESPN, Pacers and Pelicans. Neither team going to the semis. New Orleans laying 1.5 at the Cox Pavilion. And the nightcap, 10 o'clock NBA TV, Nuggets and Lakers. At Lakers laying 1.5, Thomas and Hack. That game on NBA TV, like I said. So there's your slate for Friday. And then on Saturday, just so we're clear, there's some games. 3:30, Knicks and Wizards. 4 o'clock, and that one's on NBA TV Saturday. 4 o'clock, Kings and Raptors on ESPN. 5:30, Rockets and Timberwolves. 6 o'clock on ESPN, Hornets and Thunder. OKC laying 1.5 at the Thomas and Hack. 7:30, Cavs and Dubs at the Cox Pavilion. 8 o'clock, Pistons and Spurs at the Thomas and Hack. 9:30, the nightcap, Blazers and Suns at the Thomas and Hack. I can't figure all this out. There's more games on, I guess these are the consolation games. You got Hawks, Celtics at 6, Grizzlies and Clippers at 8, both of those at the Thomas and Mack. And then at 10 o'clock on ESPN at the Thomas and Mack will be the championship game of the Summer League. Late night Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Let's get you set up for baseball. There's a day game today at Wrigley, Businessmen Special. You got Red Sox and Cubs, a good one. Giolito against Diarrhea on MLB Network. Everything else under the lights, 640 White Sox and Pirates and PNC Cannon Cameras against Bailey Falter. 645 Angels and Phillies. Lizardo for the Phils at the bank. Nobody yet for the Angels. 645 Padres and Nats and DC Cease against Soroka. 707 on MLB Network, Giants and Jays from Toronto, Verlander and the Basset Hound. 710 Reds and Mets at Citi Field, Lodolo against Manaea. 710 Royals and Marlins in South Florida, Lugo against Alcantara is what I'm seeing. 710 A's and Guardians in Cleveland, Sears and Roebuck against Ciccone. 715 Yankees and Braves in Hot Town, Free Chicken against Strider is what I'm seeing. Orioles and Rays at 735 at Steinbrenner, Morton the Fisherman against Bradley. 805 at Globe, Tigers and Rangers in Arlington, Olsen and Corbin there. 840 Twins and Rockies at Coors, Paddock and Freeland. 940 Cards and Diamondbacks in the desert, Pallant and Fott there. Astros and Mariners in Seattle at 1010 at T-Mobile in Seattle. Walter and Castillo in a good one. And 1010 at Dodgers Stadium, Brewers and Dodgers. Priester against Glasnow. That's going to be a great series in L.A. between the Brew Crew and the Dodgers. Saturday, 307, Giants and Jays. Lauer for the Jays. Matt Lauer. Nobody for the Giants yet. 410 on Saturday, MLB Network, Reds and Mets, Martinez against Clay Holmes. 410 Royals and Marlins, Quantrill for the Marlins, nobody for the Royals yet. 605 Angels and Phillies at the bank, Walker, Tijuana, do you wanna for the Phillies, nobody yet for the Angels. 640 White Sox and Pirates, Hauser, Doogie Hauser, and Burroughs for the Pirates. Padres and Nationals, Darvish against Parker never loses. 705 Orioles and Rays, Coffee and Kramer against Littell. 705 Tigers and Rangers. Don't call me John Rocker for the Rangers. Nobody yet for the Tigers. 710 Saturday. A's and Guardians. Severino against Allen. 715 Yankees and Braves. Nobody for the Bombers. Wentz for the Braves. 715 on Fox. Red Sox and Cubs. Bayo. Scott Bayo against Imanaga. 715 on Fox. Regionally, Cards and Diamondbacks, Sonny Gray against Nelson, 810 Twins and Rockies, Senzatella for the Rockies, nobody yet for the Twins, 910 Brewers and Dodgers, Peralta against Sheehan, 940 on MLB Network, Astros in Seattle, McCullers against Evans, Bob Evans. Those are all your Saturday games in baseball. Sunday, 12:05 on Roku, Giants and Jays. Nobody for the Giants, Barrios for the Jays. 12:10 O's and Rays at Steinbrenner, Rogers against Pepio. 1:35 Angels and Phillies at the bank. Suarez for the Phillies, nobody for the Angels yet. 1:35 White Sox and Pirates at PNC, Savali against Heaney. 1:35 Yanks and Braves, nobody yet for the Yanks. Holmes, Big John Holmes for the Braves. 1:35 Padres and Nats in D.C., Pavetta against Tipper Gore. 1:40 Reds and Mets in Queens, Abbott and Costello against Peterson. 1:40 Royals and Marlins in Miami, Junk for the Marlins, nobody yet for the Royals. 1:40 A's and Guardians in Cleveland, Springswater against Williams. 2:20 Red Sox and Cubs, Crochet against Undecided for the Cubs. 3:10, Twins and Rockies. Nobody yet for the Twins. Marquez for the Rockies. 4:10, Astros and Mariners. Valdez for the Astros. Nobody yet for the M's. 4:10, Brewers and Dodgers. Quintana against Kershaw at Dodgers Stadium. 4:10, Cards and Diamondbacks in the desert. Mikolas against Merrill Lynch Kelly for the Snakes. And 7:10, Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Tigers and Rangers at Globe, Skubal against Uvalde in an outstanding matchup. That's all your baseball for the weekend. Don't forget Pacquiao against Berrios Saturday night on pay-per-view from T-Mobile in Vegas in boxing. And then Saturday night UFC pay-per-view from New Orleans, the Diamond Poirier against Max Holloway, the trilogy for the Bad Mofo belt. That's going to be rocking this weekend as well. Obviously, we'll talk about the Open Championship at Portrush in Northern Ireland on Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid TV. But when I looked at it this morning, Brian Harman had the lead by a stroke over Rasmus Højgaard, and Tyrrell Hatton, Harris, English Leather, Cologne. Those three were one shot back of Harman. And then in a group, two shots back, Lee and Matt Fitzpatrick. Keegan Bradley was three back with Bezuidenhut Adventure, Justin Rose, Robert McIntyre, Nikolai Højgaard, who's Rasmus's brother, Matthew Jordan, Scottie Scheffler. It goes on and on. So big names on the leaderboard at the Open Championship round two Friday in Ireland. What a great course, right along the water, weather conditions, wind, rain, all the elements. It's crazy golf. We'll be covering it. We'll be all over it today on C2C at 3 to 6 Eastern. Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. And we're also on Sports Byline USA. Hey, make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making tons of stacks. Yeah, lots of money because we're hitting tons of bets, cashing tickets left and right, baseball, WNBA, and guess what's around the corner doing push-ups? College football in 7 weeks, pro football in 8 weeks. You're going to want to be a member. It's not expensive. It's well worth it. You're going to love it. Make sure you watch Max Profit Plays video, Profit Plays video, every day, 7 days a week for your picks, and get the elite plays from Mickey on the app. You got to do it. Tell your friends. Sign up. It is the deal, and everyone loves it. There's great shows on there. Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Prophet, and we got Jim Florentine comedy specials. Check out his latest special Ed show on there. You'll dig it. I guarantee it. It's Pharrell and the Prophet app. Do it today. What are you waiting for? Honestly, I'll see you today at 3 on Coast to Coast. Shake out.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.